Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. New York Republican Congressman George Santos has pleaded not guilty at his arraignment on federal fraud charges. He spoke to reporters on Long Island.
It's a witch hunt, because it makes no sense that in five months, I'm indicted. You have Joe Biden's entire family receiving deposits from nine...
Santos says he's not going to resign and he will run for re-election next year. At the southern border, federal officials are preparing for the end of a restrictive pandemic-era immigration policy. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the end of Title 42 does not mean the border is open.
Our efforts within the constraints of our broken immigration system are focused on ensuring that the process is safe, orderly, and humane, all while protecting our dedicated workforce and our communities.
There was good news this morning on the inflation front, says CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
The April Consumer Price Index rose 4.9% from a year earlier, compared to 5% growth in March, the 10th consecutive month of weaker annual growth in consumer inflation. Shelter prices rose 8.1%, the biggest contributor to the overall gain, and there was a rebound in used car and truck prices, up 4.4% from March after several straight months of declines. But even with that gain, used car and truck prices are down more than 6% from a year ago.
At a community college in Valhalla, New York today, President Biden repeatedly attacked the Republican debt ceiling plan.
Here's what's happened if MAGA Republicans get their way. America defaults on our debt, higher interest rates for credit cards, car loans, mortgages, payments for Social Security, Medicare, our troops, veterans could all be halted or delayed.
It's the fifth day of a teacher strike in one of California's biggest cities.
Teacher!
Oakland teachers are picketing outside 80 schools with few signs the walkout will end anytime soon. Elementary educator Charity Bologna says they're fighting for better pay and school facilities.
The heater has been broken for 10 years. 10 years. It's about more than compensation.
Third grader Leah Rutter is supporting the strike, but she misses almost all of her classes.
Science, library, music.
Are you hoping you'll get back to school soon?
Yes.
Those hopes are dimming with each passing day. There are only 11 days left in the school year. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Oakland.
Today's release of April's Consumer Price Index led to a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow closed down fractionally, S&P 500 up almost half a point, NASDAQ up about 1%. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is...
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A 62-year-old Waukesha man has been arrested and could face charges of disorderly conduct, intimidation of a victim, and false imprisonment after he allegedly chased four boys playing ding-dong ditch on May 8th and then forced one of them into his car with the intention of taking him to either his parents or the police. Police later found the pair, who didn't know each other, in the parking lot of a Woodman's grocery store. The boy has been reunited with his parents. Newly elected State Senator Dan Knodel will serve as the chair of the Senate Shared Revenue, Elections, and Consumer Protection Committee. It was announced on Tuesday. Knodel, who represents Wisconsin's 8th Senate District, signed on to a letter urging former Vice President Mike Pence to delay certifying the 2020 presidential results. Knodel replacing longtime Senator Alberta Darling, who retired late last year. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
We're all familiar with the three whats. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUK Radio. Best radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this a Witch Hunt and Cancel Culture Wednesday edition.
I'll call it Hump Day, Crudy. Good to see you. Evan working the board. The fair audience, thank you for joining us.
Dominic, there are a lot of big stories today. Perhaps the bigger-ish one. George Santos, sitting U.S. Congressman, Republican, indicted. Lots of charges.
Lots and lots of charges.
Wire fraud, money laundering, lots and lots of charges. Hell, even committing unemployment fraud. And my understanding is George Santos, in, you know, his brief tenure in Congress so far, has been a big part of trying to push against unemployment fraud, something apparently he knows a lot about.
Well, maybe he understands how, pardon me, how easy it was for him, and he wants to button that up, you know, you climb the ladder and pull the ladder up behind you. That's how Santos does it.
Well, Dom, I'd love to talk about that from the top, but we've got to get to the cancel culturing happening right in our own backyard. Poor, poor U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Oh, Rojo.
Apparently Rojo has been canceled, and not by us. Although Dom did cancel him somewhere.
He's kind of been canceled. I don't invite him around anymore.
It's an unofficial mean girl sort of cancellation. I mean. Medical College of Wisconsin backs off, as the headline says, hosting panel featuring Ron Johnson. Then the fallout begins.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dominic, the Medical College of Wisconsin last week called off a panel on the uses and abuses of diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in medicine and science after students and faculty said the subject lacked scientific evidence and flew in the face of the college's values.
Well, that sounds like something Rojo would attend.
The decision has triggered speakers on the panel, including U.S. Senator Ron Johnson among them, to argue they are victims of cancel culture and intolerance of contrary thought in academia. Yeah, when you're wrong, we don't tolerate it as much. I read on. The fallout is a classic clash. Classic clash. Say that three times fast. Between those who embrace diversity, in this case, want to address the underlying inequities that cause health disparities, and those who argue that diversity, race, and equity efforts are teaching white guilt and undermining the ideals of freedom and equality by contending systemic racism has created two Americas.
I wonder what side Rojo falls on.
He's colorblind, Dom.
Yeah.
At the center is the medical college, whose leadership gave reasons for canceling the event that neither side found adequate. In an email to campus Thursday, which was obtained by the Journal Sentinel, the Medical College of Wisconsin president and CEO John Raymond said he wasn't rescinding the use of campus facilities for the panel because of the views of the speakers or concerns about its makeup. He was doing so because discussions surrounding the panel had become unacceptably disruptive and distracted us from the responsibility of our upcoming graduation events. This weekend graduation here in Madison as well, Dom, and Mother's Day, of course. Don't want to upset Mom. While I have decided to rescind the use of our facilities for the symposium, I am retaining the possibility to allow the symposium or a similar event to be held at the MCW in the future under less disruptive conditions, Dom. If it ain't disruptive, you ain't doing it right.
Crudy, no one interviewed Tuesday understood what Raymond was referring to, and a campus spokesperson did not provide any specific concerns about safety or campus disruptions. A quote from Wisconsin State Rep Dave Murphy of Greenville, Wisconsin. That's Crudy's buddy. Here's what he said.
You used to live in that area, man. You literally lived in Greenville. I've interviewed the man a couple times, and he's very Mr. Rogers when you get a little video of the man. But the underlying sentiment, Dom, he's anti-vaxxer, anti-constitution, and certainly anti-Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon.
He said, I was flabbergasted trying to envision a bunch of medical students and their doctor professors marching with pitchforks on our event. Again, Rep. Dave Murphy of Greenville. The panel was scheduled for May 12th. In addition to Johnson and Murphy, it was to feature John Saylor, a senior fellow and director of university policy at the National Association of Scholars.
Wait. Just because you call yourselves that, that's it. Dom. I've heard you claim you could be in Mensa, and I don't think it's true either. You know what I mean? Like, we can all make up a title. It's like making up a club so you can be the president.
Yes, I am the senior fellow of Most Awesome Radio Show Ever Association. The organization, the National Association of Scholars, was founded by Steve Balch, B-A-L-C-H, a conservative scholar who called the 2020 election a liberal coup and has opposed efforts to legalize same-sex marriage. The Wisconsin chapter of the organization, the Wisconsin Association of Scholars, organized the event. The National Association of Scholars, through a group called Civics Alliance, argues that American higher education institutions have been taken over by a radical establishment determined to replace proper civics education with pedagogies such as critical race theory and action civics, which euphemize radical political activism in the classroom. In court, the association has authored amicus brief against the consideration of race in college admissions and in defense of a teacher who was fired for refusing to use a student's preferred pronouns. So there's a little background of the organization.
You know why I know what the pedagogies are? Because I listen to the Busted Pencils right here on the Civic Media. Dr. Tim Slecker, that's like education talk, Dom. You know, because they are the renowned National Association of We Made Up the Name Scholars?
In a statement to the Journal Sentinel, a college spokesperson said the event was not sponsored, sanctioned, or endorsed by the Medical College of Wisconsin, adding the college, quote, shares its facilities routinely with many outside groups.
Yeah, but that's a nice trick. By going to the Medical College of Wisconsin, seemingly it would cast its credibility upon the symposium being hosted there. It's not like you're just renting out your facilities. You're not the Wisconsin Center, are you?
It kind of seems like they kind of are. I mean, you got facilities, may as well use them. The Journal Sentinel continues, regardless, the panel sparked alarm among students and faculty in a petition more than 1,000 signatures strong. They questioned why the college was providing a platform to an event that lacked any physician voices and any academic experts on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in education. A quote from the petition: the presence of this organization on campus directly impacts our students, especially those who are routinely subjected to discrimination and the effects of racism. discourse that is politically motivated and not rooted in evidence adds nothing to the Medical College of Wisconsin learning community and makes our learners feel unsafe. As their faculty, we feel that it is our duty to strongly state our opposition to this event.
Dominic, I want to jump ahead for the reason, you know, those that would decry the cancellation of this event, and there are a number of students on campus quoted, but, you know, I want to get more information out there. Members of the panel expressed their disagreement with Raymond's decision to what? Rescind facilities, Dom. Johnson, Rojo, as we call him occasionally, Dom, who has repeatedly championed and amplified misinformation about health and science. Oh, yes, he has.
Yeah, put that guy in the medical college.
Try all the drugs, said through his spokesperson, that the cancellation was unfortunate and indicative of the current lack of freedom and diversity of thought in higher education. The center did not realize the panel was being billed as focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in healthcare. He was asked to be on the panel to provide his insights regarding our failed response to COVID, according to his communications director, Dom. So a diversity inclusion panel, including the whitest guy in Congress, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And of course, he's an anti-vaxxer, pro-ivermectin, pro-hydroxychloroquine, pro-snake oil. Seems quite odd that they offer a symposium. And here's the other part. Through Pels, Rojo says he embraces the idea, and I used the quote before, Dom, here's where I got it. In quotes, Ron Johnson thinks we should embrace the idea of a colorblind society, says the rich white man. In questions, if students were truly being admitted to medical schools based on merit and qualifications, you know, he doesn't like diversity, Dom, because some white kid might get left out with a mediocre resume. A little bit more. He also said he would like medicine practice based on uncorrupted science and not political ideology, which is very rich and ironic coming from you, Rod.
Crudy, your buddy Murphy, the legislator from Greenville, Wisconsin, said he planned to speak from the perspective of an advocate for free speech on college campuses and share his thoughts on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, but not in terms of its use in medicine, despite that being the advertised focus of the event. Here's what Murphy said. If you're going to have diversity, equity, and inclusion, we would like to see that diversity also go to intellectual and viewpoint diversity, which doesn't happen today.
He'd like to represent the flat earthers on the panel, Tom.
Let's see what else here. Brian Volkman, a professor of biochemistry at Medical College of Wisconsin, confirmed to the journal via email that he was a faculty host. He says, regrettable that Raymond, who canceled it, so obviously manipulated by a cancel culture mob comprised of his own faculty and students. The panel will still take place at a location near the campus. Dr. Raymond personally helped us obtain this new location, and the Wisconsin Association of Scholars is grateful for his support. Well, that was nice of
you. Contradictory statements there. Don't they seem a little?
Like, just a little. Just a little. I mean, what do you expect, though?
Dominic, Saylor has no peer-reviewed research on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. I've never claimed to have authored peer-reviewed articles on DEI, which has absolutely no bearing on whether I should be allowed to speak. I have no credibility or expertise.
You could be on Fox News then.
Me and Rojo, we should lead this panel. Kind of like Dom and Crude on the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. We're super qualified.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 50. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers, 55. Upper 60s Friday and Saturday with scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
Get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the 420 break on the hump day. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
You know, I did a little rambling around the great state of Wisconsin again today, Dom. Started early, drove up to Wood County. First, I stopped by Plainview. You know what? Plainview. You know what that city, little town's famous for?
What?
Ed Gein. The butcher of Plainview.
Oh, no.
My wife brought that to my attention when I mentioned I was going to stop there. I was in the Long Lake area, beautiful part of the state. And then I went on to Wisconsin Rapids, and I met with the locally grown radio team. We're playing there right now, Dom. You can hear us on the 1320 AM and also on the FM 97.5. And I heard a little bit of Earl Ingram on 1100 AM on the drive up this morning. And on the way back, I heard the Brewers. They didn't play so well today.
No, Clayton not so Kershaw. Well today. How about yesterday?
Pitching gym from Kershaw. Yesterday they lost. Monday they won. So
well, they did win money. We give those tickets away. All right.
Yeah, when we send our audience to the game down, the Brewers win. But you nearly jinxed the whole weekend. You were the one that effectively said, you know, when we sent you to the game, the Brewers will win. Well, they had two losses and then one on Sunday, but otherwise your prediction would have been true. You would have jinxed the Brewers into losing.
You're welcome. Yes, it is me. It's karma in me. I control the universe.
They would have been swept, Dom.
Oof.
Because of your jinxing, you said it aloud. Yeah. I want to talk about Robin Voss for just a minute, Dom. And also, one thought for you. I know you've also got a convertible. Beautiful, gorgeous day. It's like 78 degrees.
That's a little warmer out there, man. It's cooler by the lake.
I had the top down on the way home.
Nice.
Like hauling ass down the highway, Dom.
Hair blowing in the breeze.
Less so for me, but I did take the hat off for a minute. You know, try to get a little sun up on the chrome dome. But let me ask you, Dom. When you're driving that big-ass Cadillac convertible of yours, you know, baby blue, 1976, yeah, rag top. When you're kicking her back, got your arm around the missus, and a song comes on the radio, what song would make you sing out loud? Let's assume Steffi's not there to, you know, to insult you or punch you for doing it. You know, if you're unfettered by audience, if you're singing like nobody's watching, what song would make you sing aloud? Because I did that earlier today. I'm just curious.
And what's, okay, well, you tell me. I mean, I did sing it to a song recently, and I don't recall exactly what it was. I remember thinking to myself, oh, my God, I have a horrible voice. But then I thought, well, you know, I'm still singing, so that's a good thing. You know, everyone's got a talent. It's just not my greatest talent. But I don't recall the song. What was your song?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not clear either, even though it was earlier today. you know, we are back from 420 break. What can I say, man? Maybe Chris Cornell? I know I was listening to Lithium before I turned on, you know,
a little Soundgarden,
fine civic media talk thing. But yeah, man, I was. It was either that or Taylor Swift, one or the other. I can't remember.
Well, I mean, Cornell's got had a wonderful voice. That's a hard one to copy. Yeah, I'm thinking more like you know, the heavy metal stuff that I can, you know, a little more yelling is more my style. There's some James Hetfield from Metallica.
Last night, Foo Fighters, Hero. I had my kid in the car and just cranked it on him. I'm like, this is rock and roll, son.
Oh, so good.
Nothing, what'd you say, would make you sing aloud?
Oh, I mean, I don't remember anything specific, but I love singing, man. I'm just terrible at it.
Anything from the Frozen soundtrack?
What?
Let it go. I know you'd sing to Frozen. You've got a daughter.
I've never seen it, so I can't speak to it.
What sort of parent hasn't seen Frozen that has a daughter?
My kids have seen it. I just haven't seen it.
Haven't you seen every Disney movie up to a certain age? I thought all parents. I thought that was, you know, any new entertainment that came down the pike from Disney, you know, Pixar, whatever. Oh man, put the kids in the station wagon or the minivan back then, and we're going to the movies.
Going to the movies. I like the Shrek. I saw the Shrek. Those were fun. You know, the ones that are kind of written for the kids, but also for the adults. Those are the ones I
sort
like.
Of the double entendre movies.
Right.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I mean, I don't know about that, but
you had a thing for that rabbit, didn't you?
For the rabbit or for the busty woman, just Jessica, was that her name in the cartoon?
I think it was a rabbit.
It was a long time. Well, yeah, Roger was the rabbit, but there was another female cartoon lead as well.
Who you were very into, I feel quite confident. 844-967-2789. What song makes you sing out loud?
Oh, God.
Here's what makes me complain on the radio. The governance of Speaker Robin Foss. And I'm not the only one. I have the full support of the Cap Times editorial board. Robin Foss proposes the wrong idea at the wrong time for UW.
Yeah, but it's the right place.
A little bit from this article. Op-ed piece, newly elected Madison Alder, MGR Govindajaran.
There you go.
A University of Wisconsin Madison student. It is a long and complicated word. It's a long and winding road to say this word. A University of Wisconsin Madison student who represents much of the campus wisely observed last week, the university has an obligation to protect their students of color, to make us feel welcome, make us feel safe, make us feel like you want us here for more than just diversity points.
Oof.
He spoke as long simmering concerns about UW's failure to do enough to make campus a safe and welcoming space for black students came to a head, with thousands of students of all backgrounds joining protests in the street and online in response to a viral video in which a white UW student spouted very racist rhetoric. The protest grew in size and intensity after 200 students held a sit-in last Wednesday in Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin's office. Activists from UW's Black Power Coalition delivered a list of 9 demands. Many of the demands focused on a call for an immediate investigation into expelling the student who is seen speaking in the video, along with other students who are seen and heard in it. LeVar Charleston, UW-Madison Deputy Vice Chancellor for Diversity and Inclusion, simply stated the law does not allow the university to take punitive action for words like these spoken in private spaces, even the words that are racist and hateful. Come back. We'll talk more on the radio.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. New York Congressman George Santos has pleaded not guilty in federal court to embezzlement charges. House Republican leader Steve Scalise.
He's going to have to face the charges that he has. He's got a presumption of innocence, but that court process is going to play itself out.
Democrats are calling for his resignation, but Santos says he won't quit. Thousands of migrants are desperately waiting to enter the U.S. at the southern border now ahead of Title 42's expiration. Pastor Mike Smith is in Brownsville.
Right now, we've seen a little bit of a surge. The primary reason being is that people are unsure. There's a high level of uncertainty among migrants.
Inflation is easing, but still keeping consumer prices high. CBS's Sarah Ewall Weiss tells us why.
Consumer prices were up 0.4% last month and are now up 4.9% from a year ago. That's the smallest year-to-year increase since the first half of 2021.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A Western Wisconsin sheriff's deputy is the fourth law enforcement officer killed in Wisconsin this year. St. Croix County Sheriff Scott Knutson was Deputy Katie Lysing's boss.
We are tired. My whole profession is tired.
2023 is the deadliest year for law enforcement officers in Wisconsin in 20 years. Milwaukee police are busy rounding up suspects from a school bus crash Friday. Four teenagers have been picked up so far, and police were still looking for one more person early this morning. One of the kids in the stolen Kia was badly injured. A child on the bus who was hurt should be okay. In sports, the Dodgers beat the Brewers last night 6-2. The rubber match of the series is today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator, or business professional and want to grow your career, visit nshorehc.com/careers to find out why North Shore Healthcare is the right choice for you.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors.
We bleed green and gold. And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Sing of good things, not bad.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's sunny, it's gorgeous. You know you want to sing out loud, or scream out loud as the case may be at times. We'll get to the phones, but you may be called upon to sing a little on the radio. Just be aware.
No, don't do it.
You never know. I have weird requests of our audience. 844-967-2789. Nothing kinky. Just, you know, might ask him to sing a few bars. Dom, I want to get back to this op-ed in Robin Foss and diversity just for a moment longer from the body of the editorial. Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs won't solve all the problems on the UW campus, but they have a vital role to play in making the campus safer and more welcoming for students of color. Indeed, if recent events have taught us anything, it is that the programs are needed now more than ever. Unfortunately, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss decided last week to declare war on these programs. Voss's timing could not have been worse, and his thinking could not have been more wrong-headed. Even as students were making well-reasoned demands for enhanced diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, Voss was pressuring UW-Madison and other schools in the UW system to zero out funding that currently supports such programs. If money is not reallocated from these initiatives, Voss threatened to cut overall funding for the system. Voss claims that diversity programs, which he say cost $16 million each year, are making the state's universities, and here's the quote, into institutions of indoctrination. A little bit more from the speaker. The offices are teaching students to view the world entirely through the lens of race, which only grows the racial divide, argued the speaker. The Cap Times editorial board, Dom, argue Voss is wrong.
Crudy, they continue. Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs seek to realize the full promise of universities by assuring that students, staffers, and faculty members from all backgrounds are given every opportunity to realize their potential in academic settings and in life. As the UW-Madison School of Education explained, these programs seek to promote equity and inclusion, quote, by reducing barriers to access, increasing the demographic diversity of our staff, faculty, and students, and encouraging scholarship, teaching, and service that embraces and engages the full measure of the diversity of our society, unquote. The editorial continues, that's hardly a radical construct. In fact, that is precisely what a modern university should be doing. Students are simply demanding that UW-Madison do more in this regard, which makes sense, not just because of the controversy involving the racist video, but because of the need for the school to do more to recruit and retain top students and faculty members. Eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, as Voss proposes to do, would make the UW-Madison and other UW system schools outliers at a time when they should be leaders. If Voss wants Wisconsin to be on the cutting edge of achievement and innovation when it comes to higher education,
he doesn't
care. As we certainly hope he does, the Cap Times editorial says, the speaker and his colleagues should use the state's massive budget surplus to steer more resources towards the UW system. That will give our universities the freedom and flexibility they need to educate all students, conduct vital research, and serve the whole of the state via the Wisconsin Idea Agenda that for more than a century has addressed challenges facing Wisconsinites and their communities. Some of that funding should go to expanding diversity, equity, and inclusion programs because they represent a smart investment in the future of the UW system. Instead of rejecting the demands of UW students, Robin Voss should be heeding their wise counsel. The speaker may not agree with every recommendation, but he should recognize that diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are not the problem. They are part of the solution. The Cap Times editorial writes today.
844-967-2789. Going to the phones against my better judgment. CJ, before you rant or rave about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, any other topic, what song makes you sing aloud in the car, CJ, when nobody's watching?
The New Radicals, You Get What You Give.
Maybe we could look that one up for you. So,
oh, my God, please. You want to get up and dance, baby.
See, Brickhouse gets me dancing, CJ. Is that the same song? Will that one make you dance? And I'm familiar with the song. But is that because it makes you dance or sing? Because those are two different things. Like, Brickhouse makes me dance, but other songs make me sing.
Well, actually, it's kind of has a personal context to me, but I'm going to keep that to myself. But it's a very meaningful that I love to sing, and I'll actually stop the car and dance to it. So I've been known to do that right in the middle of traffic. So, I'm kind of surprised. As far as news goes today, I can't believe you didn't start and open up with that I was proven right again that the Biden family is bought and paid for. And did you watch?
I was on the road, CJ.
Today?
Were you listening? Because I've already described the fact that I've been to Wisconsin Rapids in Plainview. And I listened to a little of the SiriusXM between the radio shows. But no, I didn't hear that there was any there. You're talking about the Comer. Don't indict Hunter before I can lay the goods out on him.
It's not Hunter. It's even his grandchildren. $10 million bought and paid for. I've said it since before the election.
Well, again, there's nothing tying in this report, if I may, CJ, and I appreciate you're very concerned about the children of presidents and family members of presidents making gobs of money. I posted a piece on the Hill, and you can get to it. There's a link to the 36-page report based on some bank records. Doesn't show any foreign money flowing directly to Joe Biden. But the case being, if you're concerned and think that there is an issue with, you know, family members of politicians getting paid, what are your thoughts about the bonesaw Saudis giving Jared Kushner $2 billion of a fund that Jared Kushner never did that kind of work before? Do you think that's acceptable?
He's not an investment advisor. He's not even a very good real estate mogul.
Okay, so that's $2 billion. Do you think that this committee, this oversight committee headed by Comer, should be looking into that? You're talking about $2 billion directly to one person who worked in the White House, made hundreds of millions of dollars while in the White House, but here we have Comer going after Biden. I just want to know, are you consistent in your criticism of this kind of behavior, CJ?
He wasn't the vice president like Joe Biden was. So the mere fact that
what does that have to do with this? Is a family member. The grandkids of Joe Biden aren't the vice president either, dude. So what is your point?
Does it matter to you? Does it? It was an ally. It wasn't from the Communist China Party either. But he probably filed taxes. There's potential proof. And you guys. You know,
potential proof. I could potentially slam dunk a basketball, CJ. You could potentially make a good point someday. If it's proven that there's some family members of Hunter Biden getting paid by the Chinese or the Russians or the Saudis, and it's nefarious, sure, okay, go after them. But there's already issues with Trump and his family, and nobody, you don't give a damn about that.
844-967-2789. Dom, I have cast a needed aspersion on Plainview. It apparently is not the home of Ed Gein, as Mike from Brookfield is called to correct me on the air and on the record.
All right.
What do you got for us, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
You keep saying Plainview or Plainville or something like that. It's a Plainfield, Wisconsin. That's where Ed Gein's from. My dad grew up there, and he actually knew Ed. In fact, my whole family knew Ed.
You know, I actually, Mike.
They didn't have dinner together.
They had dinner together?
What?
No, they did not have dinner together.
Yeah, right.
Why, was it Leatherface Stew? What were they serving?
Well, he did like to give away deer sausage, but no one ever saw him get a deer.
No one ever saw him get a deer. You know who else goes deer hunting every year but never gets a deer? Scott Walker. I wouldn't eat anything Scott Walker was given, Mike. Sorry to cut you short, man. Your phone's a little bad. That you corrected me on the radio. 844.
Plainfield. Where were you at? I thought you said Plainfield.
Plainview. I was in Plainview.
Gotcha. Okay.
I had trusted... The lovely Mrs. Crudy was correct in her assessment that Ed Gein was the butcher of Plainview, and it was Plainfield. I got it wrong. I blame Liza. 844. She's
967-2789. You can call Liza. We take all callers.
Do we? Not hers. Not right now. Jake from Milwaukee will take yours, though. Welcome. What do you got for us, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, yeah. So, you know, guys don't like Robin Voss? I don't get it. Anyways.
I don't like his governance. Personally, I got nothing against the man.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it was weird to hear CJ actually be human. Thanks, CJ.
You know what? You know what? CJ exposes himself.
You guys are. Yeah, but you guys are able to do that. Like, if you listen to Whitey Tidy guys, they can't do it. They're incapable of actually saying, hey, you know, we have some stuff in common. Why don't we talk about it, right? Whereas you guys are like, hey, come on, we can disagree on stuff, but what do you like to do other than that? Or do you like to drink a beer? What's your favorite beer? You know, that kind of stuff is something that our country is missing. And I just want to say that's really cool. And normally I actually, you know, I'm down on you guys because you guys kind of suck all the time. But this time is pretty cool. And CJ didn't rap. Never mind. I'm just talking crap right now.
Jake, anyways, now that you've talked all the crap, what are you singing for us on the radio today?
Oh, my gosh. I love so
many songs. Carpool karaoke time for you, Jake. You've walked out the plank, man. Now it's you're on the hot seat.
Okay. 21st Century Digital Boy by Bad Religion. That's a song I sing to all the time. Not dance, but sing. You don't want to see me dance. That's not for you.
I don't think I want to hear you sing either, Jake. But we appreciate you calling, man.
No, you got to hum a little. You got to sing a little, Jake. It's not just naming the tune. It's you got to sing like two lines.
Okay, 21st Century Digital Boy. I got a lot of I forgot. Okay. All right. I'm out of here. I don't have
it's
a voice
the pressure.
For radio.
It's the pressure.
It's not cool when we pressure you, is it, Jake?
There it is. That's what I'm talking about.
Does that mean the segment's over? Are we done now?
We got another minutes here. Let's get one more in. Mark, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Mark from the SAC.
Oh, God. If CJ pulled over in front of me and started dancing on the side of the highway, I'd call the cops and say, this poor guy's having a seizure.
I'd hit the gas pedal.
No, do not play in traffic, children.
Mark, what song makes you single out in traffic?
Maybe Billy Joel is Piano Man, or then he had to be a big shot. I can't repeat the lyrics, you know, verbatim right now, but I mean, those.
I can't. Should we sing together, Mark? I was in a piano bar not that long ago, and I sang all those songs all night long.
Oh, boy. I don't know if anyone wants to hear me sing. So maybe...
little Billy Joel for you, Mark. Sing it for us, fellas. Sing it.
Yeah, thank you. You had to be a big shot, didn't you? And that's about all I can... Yep.
It's tough. You know, it's one thing speaking on the radio, but when we put a little pressure, that hot spotlight on you, no one wants to be a big shot. Dom does. Sing a little, Dom. Sing a little. Or not. Or no. Come back here, phone calls and singing. 844-967-2789. Last word, last night. You know what
everything's about. You had to. Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 50. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. Highs around 77. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Cloudy skies expected. Cooler Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
A time in this hour, Journal Sentinel reporting, follow-up on a conversation we had yesterday with all of you on the radio. Natalie Eilbert reporting from the Wausau Daily Herald on the Journal Sentinel. As family files appeal, Wausau School Board launches a new review of the teacher who used racial slurs.
Another investigation, Dom. Are they investigating the investigators? Or instead of the whitewashing from the HR department that seemingly we got the last time, do you think there would be a legitimate investigation? Because there are a lot of specific incidents that we've seen in the reporting that apparently were kind of swept under the rug by the school district.
Seemingly. Just a little bit here. Less than 24 hours after it heard a litany of complaints about the Wausau School District's retention of a band teacher despite racial and homophobic conduct, the school board on Tuesday announced it would hire an independent attorney to conduct a new investigation. On the same day, attorney Elizabeth Lambert of the Wisconsin Education Law and Policy Hub filed an appeal with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, saying the district erred in dismissing a complaint against Wausau High School teacher Robert Perkins. Lambert is representing Manny and Tuan Vong Pekdi, along with their son, who filed an official complaint of harassment and discrimination with the district against Perkins on April 5th. As we mentioned yesterday, they're of Hmong and Lao descent. Their son is a senior at the high school, is openly gay. They said Perkins directed racial and homophobic slurs at the son, who's been too traumatized to regularly attend class. Lambert told the USA Today Network in Wisconsin that she's concerned the district, quote, just got the law wrong because the definition of harassment in state law and district policy does not make allowances for intent. Remember they said, oh, you know, I know it causes unease, but, you know, yes, they were racial and sexist in nature, but they didn't mean to harm anybody. They didn't mean to do anybody any harm. And we refer to also some other news from yesterday's. Apparently, this teacher referred to some Mexican students as Mexican 1 and Mexican 2. And when he found out that one of his students was came out as bisexual, called her into his office to watch a YouTube video of some lady dancing with an instrument and asked her if he thought that she was, you know, sexy if it turned her on. Totally, absolutely inappropriate and creeper. But apparently, perhaps some of the blowback was being felt by the school board, and they have now decided to do a further investigation.
If you're listening on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, let us know if you got something to say. 844-967-2789. Nancy from Monroe. Welcome, Nancy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Nancy.
Hey, yeah. I just want to, just wondering about how many women that are not signing up for the UW school since Roe versus Wade and since Wisconsin has changed its laws, just on that alone.
Yeah. I think it's hard to say, but I would assume it's in the minds of women at that age. My daughter is 18 years old, right? These are things that are in consideration. If you go to a state where they don't have a board of rights, yeah, maybe they stay away, Nancy.
Yep. And then I just want to say for a song, ZZ Top, Legs. Just like, you
know, have a nice. Good day.
Nancy, do you have legs?
I used to when I was younger. But it was
awesome, Nancy. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. 844-967-2789. And not, you know, these legs are made for walking, but ZZ Top legs. I'm digging it, Nancy.
Why, what's this?
There we go.
That was a great video. Back in the dawn of MTV, they played this one a lot, didn't they?
Yes.
Not as much as Thriller, but they played it a lot.
Yeah. That was a good time back then. Those younger days when they actually played music on MTV.
Do they do that now?
I haven't watched it in a while.
Do they even make music videos? I mean, I know they do, but it's like for YouTube. And isn't it, aren't they effectively giving their music away for free on YouTube? And I know there's something to be said for lots and lots of listens. But not if it doesn't pay you, right? Are they generating revenue selling Taylor Swift swag because she's
they could sell
on YouTube?
And my impression is, you know, the way that music has been commoditized, right? They make a lot of money here, a big chunk of that money on the swag, on the shirts and the sales from the concert tours. You got to be on the road. You want to make that money.
You know, my greatest regret in doing this radio show, and I know CJ is still listening, that somewhere along the line, CJ got Devil's Advocate swag and he paid us nothing for it. I mean, I've been to some recent concerts, man. $50 t-shirts, dude.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Is that the cost of production? Is that supply chain issues?
Nope.
Are you just sticking it to your
brand,
baby? I already paid Ticketmaster's fees to get in here. Kind of sucks.
I think the last concert t-shirt
I bought we don't have
Guns N' Roses. They came to, you know, the Pfizer. If you're in Milwaukee, you got to see them a couple years ago. So I got, you know, the classic old school GNR t-shirt.
Another song, although it's not their song, it's a cover. Live and Let Die. I always sing that one aloud.
Not Sweet Child of Mine?
Oh, then you got to do the whole serpentine thing, you know? Mr. Brownstone liked that one quite a bit as well. Less family friendly, though.
A little less. Rocket Queen, a little less family friendly, but, you know, all good music.
What was the one that Axl Rose supposedly had sex with the girlfriend of the drummer?
Rocket Queen, yeah.
And then plays her out in the background. And dude had to play every concert hearing presumably his ex-girlfriend squealing in ecstasy in the background.
Good times had by all.
Is that a little too much for a relationship to overcome, Dom?
What, having sex with a rock star and then having the rock star put that on the album? You know,
while you were in the same rock band, would that be a bridge too far, Dom?
No. Well, was it one of the other band members? I guess I'm not clear on the story.
Yes.
Oh, it was?
Yes. Kind of like when Joe in college would try to sleep with any of our girlfriends, just any random woman that walked by. Apparently, it was something like
anybody
that.
Who says yes is who is all about.
Oh, a friend of yours? Okay. You're a friend of mine. Joe's a friendly sort, wasn't he?
Always. The most friendly. Very smiley.
We're coming back. We're going to be smiley, Dom. It's going to be a happier happy hour. You know what? As I was, you know, vehicling around the great state of Wisconsin. What a gorgeous state. But there was a little press conference, and it was George Santos. But first, the scrum before they could even get Santos to the podium, and all I'm hearing is the play out. And I'm just waiting for the profanities to start. Get the blankety-blank off my... And then suddenly there was this clear voice. And it was Santos. And he's like, let me through so you can go tell my story to the American people.
Which story is that?
Whichever one he's telling today.
Right.
Telling stories on the radio, that's what we do each and every day. You're going to stick around for the happier happy hour because it includes the sound of George Santos. You're not going to want to miss this. One of our prouder moments in radio, I feel quite confident.
Have
fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on